As we begin the new year, a lot of people I speak with want to know what lies in store for the stock market in 2019. Many investors are sitting on strong gains. Many are also uncomfortable with the high levels of volatility that we've seen in the stock market over the past 3 months. You know, swings of 400 to 600 points up and down on some days. So one of the questions I get pretty often nowadays is whether they should sell their investments or ride it out until the dust settles. While it's good to plan ahead in life, it's not so easy with the market. Knowing what lies ahead or lies in store, closing out your positions, then getting back in, what's also called timing the market, is extremely difficult over the long run, even for the best of us. Nobody can perfectly predict the future, so much as I would love to definitively tell you where the market will be in 2019 and beyond, I have to be honest, any attempt to make an educated guess has a high probability of being wrong. That's because market movements are driven by future events, with the magnitude of up or down moves dependent on the weight of the news of the day and its short-term or long-term impacts. As you all know, nobody can perfectly predict future events. For instance, I could make a guess about what the Federal Reserve might do with interest rates in 2019, but the Fed's policy actions are driven by future domestic and global economic data. So even Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, cannot tell you where rates will be by the end of 2019. The 2016 election offers a good example of how it's impossible to predict the future, and how even the best of us are often wildly off the mark. Almost 90% of all election polls predicted that Hillary Clinton would win the presidency in 2016. The probability of a Trump win was pretty small. Further, market gurus said a Trump win would bring a lot of uncertainty into the world because of his saber rattling against China, the Paris Agreement on climate change, Obamacare, and a host of other issues. A well-respected MIT professor, Simon Johnson, predicted that if Trump were elected, it would likely cause the stock market to crash and plunge the world into recession. Trump's stance on NAFTA and building a border wall with Mexico led Goldman Sachs to predict a 25% crash in the Mexican peso. Instead, the Dow is up about 25% since Trump's win in November 2016, and after losing value in the first 2 months after the election, the Mexican peso rallied to new highs and is now back to where it was before the U.S. election, at about 20 pesos to the dollar. So Goldman's predictions of a 25% crash in the peso was also quite off the mark. Now let's say I could somehow predict what was going to happen and how it would impact the stock market in 2019. You would still need to figure out which stocks might be impacted and how, and you'd need to time your buy and sell decisions perfectly so others would not drive the price before you. You know, as you know, with stocks and investments, an information advantage or arbitrage opportunity is useful only if you act on it before everyone else does. Let's say you do get out of the market before everyone else, and the market subsequently tanks. You're smart. And cash, as we all know, though, earns practically nothing and loses value to inflation. So you may be looking for some place to invest so your money beats inflation. Now, how and when do you get back in? Because calling a bottom on the stock market is a fool's errand. Many have called a bottom only to see stocks sink even further. Just as stocks and other investments can be irrational on the upside, defy expectations and rise even higher, they can do the same on the downside and trade down to valuations no one expects. So, timing your market entry and exit points is extremely difficult. If you do, perchance, correctly call a top or a bottom, don't gloat. Instead, chalk it up to lady luck, pure and simple. Think back to November 2017 when Trump nominated Jerome Powell to lead the Federal Reserve. Now, a year later, Trump's busy publicly taking down his own appointee because he's not happy about impending interest rate hikes by the Fed. So Trump himself has often fallen victim to the unintended consequences of his own decisions. Future events often have unpredictable consequences, especially in the stock market. For instance, Trump's tax cuts cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21% beginning in 2018. He also cut taxes for individuals. While the corporate tax cut has been great for businesses and their stocks, the tax plan increases our federal deficit by $1 trillion over the next 10 years, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. It will also increase our national debt, which currently stands at $21.9 trillion, or about $180,000 per taxpayer. Something that's supposedly good for stocks could surely have negative consequences down the road, such as perhaps raising interest rates by a lot or taking us into recession. So what can you consider doing to ride out the market's possible rough seas for the rest of this year? Four words. Check your asset allocation. And here's a list of things to think about. Start with your big winners. See if their valuations are too high or still reasonable. If you think you'd buy more at current levels, let them ride. If you'd balk at paying current prices, speak to your financial advisor about how you can help protect your downside through hedging strategies or selling and closing some of these positions. Keep in mind that you will owe taxes on capital gains, so factor that in to your decision math. Next, try to get a sense of defensive stocks which might do okay even if the broader market tanks. Also, look at stocks that might offer you some degree of recession protection. Consider adding some of these to your portfolio, or you can use ETFs or mutual funds to do the same. Now may also be a good time to shield some of your assets from the volatility of the stock market. So if you haven't already, consider looking at bonds, perhaps even other asset classes. With bonds, be aware that interest rates may rise over the coming years, which may then have a negative impact on long-term fixed investments. Instead, consider exploring strategies such as laddering, which I spoke of recently, and do not rush blindly into the comfort of CDs. The beginning of this year is a very good time to look now at how your investments have done, and so use this opportunity to review your portfolio for 2019.